There he is, Christopher Lloyd.
I love him.
Chester just did a movie with him, right?
Yes, I did.
How cool is he? He's such a sweet guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. It was like one of my childhood favorite actors,
yeah.
You know, from Taxi to, you know,
Dennis
everything.
The Menace.
Dennis the Menace, Angel in the Outfield.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot he was the angel.
Oh, man, yeah. He is an angel.
But you know what? He's so, like, soft-spoken and, you know, he's just a real shy guy. He plays the opposite of his characters, which Sarah said makes him an actor, which is incredible.
Yeah, something to think about. Sometimes actors act.
So, Chester, what's the movie called that you did with him?
The movie's called Cold Moon.
Uh-huh.
The full title's Cold Moon Over Babylon, and it's written by Michael McDowell, the same guy that wrote Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And you're playing Christopher Lloyd's son, or grandson.
No, I play opposite him because they're sort of the owners
of wrestle.
The bank.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we wrestle.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
You're wrestling.
No, they are a very wealthy family in town, and I play a guy named Jerry Larkin.
Okay.
Who's lost his family due to certain things and is trying to take care of everything in the farm, the blueberry farm. Then certain spooky things happen. And
Stranger things have happened.
And it gets really interesting. It's got a lot of psychological elements, a lot of spooky elements, and a lot of heartwarming moments.
Well, I'm excited to see that.
Now
it comes out
watch it, yeah.
Next year?
It's going to come out. It's going to premiere next year.
Okay. We're excited about that. Chester also says, I want to regain my title as the best impressionist on the show. And Chester says he has a very good Christopher Lloyd impression. He can only say one word, which is, I understand that, because when I do the Ray Romano impression, I can only say one phrase. You want to hear the Ray Romano? Here we go. Sorry, I was out late last night, so my throat's all tore up. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
It sounded weird. No, we're not going to my parents' house. All right, so that's by Ray.
Oh, my God.
That's all I can do. Now we're going to do the Christopher Lloyd off.
Yeah, well, what happened was, there's actually a story behind this story. I walked up to him on set, and I was like, you know, thank you so much for your work, first off. And one of my favorite things you did whenever I was a kid was Uncle Fester, because my name is Chester, and it was very similar.
Yeah.
And he was like, Uncle Fester was very, very special to me.
That's
I
good.
Find him a deep place in my heart.
Yeah. I can't. I don't even want to do mine yet. Mine's terrible. Yours is great. It sounded just like Christopher Lloyd. Mine's all like 321 jiggly. It's just yelling and screaming on top of your. That's all I can do.
Great Scott.
Yeah. Great Scott, Marty, or whatever. Like I said, I was out late. Otherwise, I would be killing it right now. And you do a George W. Bush.
I do.
Yeah. All right. Here's
it's
mine.
It's been a long time.
I'll do mine so you can get into character. In fact, you know what? I'm going to also play the presidential theme. Ooh. Yeah. My fellow Americans, it was an act of terror. That's all I can really say. Condoleezza Rice and who else was there? Colin Powell.
Who else was there?
That's all I got. How do you like that? All right.
All right, roll the presidential.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's George W. Bush.
Oh, man.
Out on the Michael Zavala show. Me and the wife been in Mexico. That's Texan for Mexico. Bet you miss me now.
This guy's incredible. We need to just hire you to do impressions on the show.
Oh, man, I'd love to come back.
Well, then I'll just one-up you then, since you just one-up both my impressions. I'll do President Barack Obama, who is now currently the president.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Listen, Sasha and Malia, listen, and you gotta always drag out whatever you're thinking. I'm never really sure.
I don't know why I give him such a southern accent, though.
That's, you made me almost spit out my water all over the mic.
I'm from Chicago, and
that's all I got. Chester, you're so good. I can't.
No, that was
you.
Awesome. That
oh,
was,
thank you.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. That's like when my grandma was like, you can be anything you want.
You can be I'm going to be Barack Obama.
You can be, no, she's like, you can be a better impression than Chester Wrestling. Just work at it. Just work at it. Work hard. Anyway, oh, my grandma doesn't talk like that either. But anyway. All right, let's talk about Stranger Things.
That is
my all-time favorite show this year. All-time favorite show. Yeah. Had no clue you were even in it. I didn't know what you looked like. I heard your name. I know your name.
You're a good friend.
I've never met him. I have, but then I forgot him. And then I see Stranger Things, and I'm like, wow, this Chester Rushing, I know this guy. Well, I know of this guy. And you did. You played Tommy H.
Yes.
Did you create a backstory for him and all that?
I did in my mind. But
yeah.
I can't say.
Oh, don't say it. Yeah.
And thank you so much for getting that right, because so many people call me Thomas online. It's Tommy H.
Yeah, Tommy H.
How are you going to know?
So
the
formal.
Other, what if there's another Tommy at the school?
Right.
You know? Right.
H is his middle name. They don't give his last name out because he's a minor. That's why in the show. That's the reason why. It's Tommy H. from...
Safety.
From Pawnee or whatever they were from.
Hawkins, Indiana.
Hawkins, Indiana. So you get a casting call, I'm sure, or you see something online. Hey, we're auditioning for this new Netflix series, blah, 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 blah. You audition. You send in a tape.
Yes.
Is that right?
I sent in a tape to my agent. They gave me a call. They said, hey, look, Netflix is doing this new series. It wasn't called what it is now.
Right.
They're like, there's not really anything about it.
Weird things.
Breakdown.
That's what it was. That was a project name.
Very weird things.
Yeah.
Right.
No, weird stuff.
The weird stuff. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
And I sent in a tape. I had fun with it, and I was like, I had a lot of fun because I was like, you know what, this is such a long shot, you know, why not? But I was like, yeah, you know, I'll have fun and do the best I can, and I'll send it in. And I, at the time, I was at a really hard time in my life.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of things going on, my moving around and trying to get a grip on the music stuff and kind of deciding where I was going to be. And then I got the call about a week later, and I wasn't cast yet. They were like, hey, they want you to come down to the table read and meet everybody, and then, you know, maybe they'll like you.
Yeah.
So I flew out there, and I met everyone. I did the table read. I fell in love with everybody. You know, we hit it off right at the beginning. The Duffers, amazing guys.
Oh yeah. I say that, I don't know them, but yeah.
No, they
made an amazing television show.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I hold them in the highest regard. Everybody who's worked on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, from David Harbour coming up and just saying hi and like really being friendly. Everybody. Was in it from the very beginning, that first moment. And then I got home, they said, hey, you're cast, congrats, and went from there.
And you didn't think anything of it. I mean, it's a Netflix show, so you're not thinking, hey, this thing's really going to take off. I mean, it's not The Ranch, you know.
No.
One of our guys here watched Stranger Things and The Ranch. He's like a blue-collar dude, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I like The Ranch better than Stranger Things.
Right.
I'm like, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. And so anyway, you don't think much of it. You're just another job, right, at this point?
No. Actually, the first moment I walked on set, I was like, there was just an electricity in the air.
That's the monster. That's what that is. Spoiler alert.
No. Well, we did the table read at a place called Screen Gem Studios in Atlanta. And this was an amazing experience because I went through the guard gate and I saw the lots and I saw this one lot where there was like a bunch of firemen out there, and this guy screaming at a megaphone. He was like, jump faster, jump harder, go, go, go. And I was like, wow, this is great. Turns out it was Clint Eastwood and Tom Hanks directing Sully.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Which just came out in theaters.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
I walked in there and I realized that, and I said, just to be able to work in the same vicinity as all of these people.
Yeah.
It's just a huge honor. And I knew at that moment, I was like, this is at a different level.
Yeah.
It was a different level.
And then it blows up and it becomes a phenomenon. Like, it amazes me when somebody says they haven't seen it. Sarah hasn't seen it yet. And
why
I'm like, where have you been?
Here?
I mean, Sarah's seen it. She's a big fan. No, but I asked her, I said, have you seen it? I haven't seen it yet. And I always look at people like, what have you been doing with your life? You have not seen this show.
I like to be way behind.
Right.
Oh,
she's going to watch it once the series is done.
I like to come in
you're gonna
like
be like 40.
Way after everyone's done.
Yeah, you're going to be doing conventions at this point. Stranger Things conventions.
She's going to be the only one without Stranger Things withdrawals when season 2 comes out.
Yeah, I'm thinking ahead.
Now, he said, I can't talk about anything with Stranger Things. Don't ask me anything about season 2 and all that. And I said, okay, we won't. But I want to know, where's Barb?
Barb?
Please answer this question. I think everybody forgets about Barb.
I think she's at the Chelsea Lately show.
She really? I don't know where Barb is. Like, I like how she just like goes off. She does her thing. They think, oh, she ran away. No one's like concerned about it one bit.
Right.
And she's in the upside down world with a slug in her mouth. Sorry,
Tommy,
Sarah.
Yeah, Tommy definitely wasn't. I was like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, you didn't care. You were just throwing people in poles. And like, did you break the camera?
Yeah. No. Joe did.
Joe broke the camera?
Joe Keery.
A lot of people, when I said, hey, Chester Rushing's coming in, he was the bully on Strange Things on Netflix, and they say, oh, he's the guy, he peed his pants. there's two sets of bullies.
Yeah.
There are like the kid bullies, and then there are the teenage bullies. And he was the teenage bully.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That are the kids. That
and how come? What were you guys doing that you couldn't? You had to see something. Barb was sitting on that little diving board. You guys had to see something.
We were making the love.
Oh, so you're busy.
Yeah. I think so. Oh, made you drop your mind.
I think so.
Got all excited.
Chester's got that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Is it hot in here?
Yeah, that eye contact. Wow.
But I mean, I at least look out the window because I'm always nervous that someone's going to see me. So I would have seen Barb like been taken away from this huge monster.
Right. I think, I know. I think we heard something. I just assumed it was Nancy, you know?
Yeah.
I was busy,
How great
man.
Are those, the cast? Do you enjoy everybody? Like, be honest. Oh. There's going to be somebody there you don't like. Who is it? Tell us right now. Who do you not like?
Nobody.
It's what's her face? Winona Ryder.
No!
You hate her.
No, I love her.
Yeah.
Did you get to work with her?
I didn't get to work with her on set, but I got to meet her while we were on set, while she was doing her own stuff. She was a sweetheart.
She was hanging the Christmas lights?
No,
hang it up.
No, she came in after they were hung. She came in and killed it, and David Harbour, they killed it. I mean, they just totally did an amazing job with everything.
Now, the cast, you guys still hang out or talk? Or
we all talk.
Yeah.
We all
How great
talk.
Are those kids, by the way? The
they're
little kids.
They're amazing.
I could sit there and watch them for hours. That sounds weird, but I could sit there and literally, like while they're on a TV show, watch them for hours. They're so entertaining, and they're so talented.
And Gayton stole the show.
Oh yeah, he's my favorite by far.
I mean, you know, I told him before we even shot, I was like, kid, you are gonna be the one that sticks out. You're gonna steal this show.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, thank you.
Thanks, mister.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and their families were there the entire time.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like all of the teenage cast, you know, we all hung out while we were filming. There was never everybody was included. It was like, hey, let's go hiking, or hey, let's go grab a sandwich or something.
That's cool. Are you coming back for season two? Have you been told yet or no? Or you can't say? If you can't say, don't say it.
I can't say because I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you're back. We're starting a change.org campaign. Barack Obama. He's going to get involved.
Let's start a Tommy H. Lives Matter.
Yeah. I'm down for that. We'll get t-shirts.
All right, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I want to
see Tommy
this,
H. back.
I want to be doing this when I'm like 40. I'm like, oh, yeah, Tommy H.'s kids. Yeah. little rascals.
Now, what's the strangest thing that has happened to you because of Stranger Things?
Insert laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Big Bang Theory laugh track. Now.
Oh my God, where do they all come from? No, the strangest thing that's happened to me. So I was at Kroger at 12:45 in the morning, and Stranger Things had just come out, and I was buying toilet paper and just the regular stuff.
Yeah,
Toilet paper and I don't know, bottles of water or something.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me. I'm at the self-checkout. And this was like one of the first times anybody recognized me. And I'm sitting there checking out. And he comes up to me. He goes, hey, are you, you're the guy from Stranger Things, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. And my fiance was with me. She goes, yes, he is.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, $5 for a picture. She's all the business manager on there. $5 for a picture.
Yeah, she's ready.
She was smiling. We both had smiles.
She's already bought
face.
You guys a house. You don't even know about it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it was only $2 million, Chester. You're going to make that in Stranger Things 3 anyway, so don't worry about it.
I wish.
By the way, I love your vest that you're wearing right now, like the vest shirt.
Thank you
Is that
so
G by Guess?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I know my clothes from G by Guess.
Yeah.
That's where I shop. These pants that I'm wearing right now?
Kids Gap?
Actually, no. G by Guess. The shirt's G by Guess, too.
It's
Look at
great.
That.
They
it's
have
a great.
Wow.
I love them.
You
it's
guys
very.
Should be in an ad campaign.
We're going to go shopping there after this, actually.
They just send us an endorsement.
Yes. Yeah. I actually literally haven't shopped anywhere else other than Target, but I don't shop anywhere else other than G by Guess. It's been that way for the past like 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, I buy everything there. I love it. It always fits my body perfectly.
Yeah. Hello.
And it's
where's
edgy.
The free Guess stuff?
What's that? I know.
You keep talking about it. And
Nobody.
Then stuff will come in. Hopefully.
Work on that this week. We'll get some free stuff. Hey, so what's the benefit of being on a Netflix show? Do you get like a free Netflix account? Like, and if you do, can I get your password? Because I'm paying $8 a month here.
I guess the benefit is just a great
you get a shirt?
Experience.
Yeah. No? You didn't get a shirt?
I got a little mug.
That's
that
it.
Says Stranger Things on it.
You have to negotiate this. Who's your agent? Have them renegotiate that. I'll be your agent.
Okay.
I want you to have a shirt, a free Netflix account.
Yeah.
What else? What
you
else
think,
we need? Like
think.
A little
and
scale.
And Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. Yeah. Oh, every Christmas.
Christmas lights.
For 10 years. Yeah. We'll negotiate all that.
A monster that comes out the wall.
Right.
That'd be great.
Who's your favorite on set other than Gayton? Everybody loves Gayton.
My favorite on set? Probably the Duffers.
Yeah. How cool are they?
They're amazing. They're identical twins.
Yeah.
That's so cool. They're identical twins, except one of them has a silver streak in his hair.
Oh, like Chris. Cool. It's Sapphire. He has one. He has like a back, a little like a spot, like a bleach spot.
But I think he does it on purpose. But like,
that's cool. They're geniuses. Like a Bond villain.
They're incredible. I mean, they like one of them will be thinking what the other one is thinking about the shot. Like,
they finish each other's sandwiches.
They finish each other's sandwiches. Yeah. Just like Frozen.
Yeah.
No, they're amazing. I mean, just I guess having a partner that you are totally in sync with is amazing. And just their directive vision is awesome. I mean, they have other things like Eater was their first like film. They just released that. It found its way up through the bubbling.
They did a couple of episodes of Wayward Pines, which I was a big fan of too.
They wrote a couple episodes.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are really creative guys.
They sure are. They sure are.
Good thing there's two of them.
That's right. You got a backup just in case. But so
and Millie, of course.
She is great. And that's great. 11, the girl who plays 11. Mm-hmm. She is nothing like her character. She reminds me of a young Julie Andrews. Like if you watch her,
that's so sweet.
She looks just like Julie Andrews, and she's got like this take control of the situation attitude, and she's got to be like 12. This is incredible.
I think she turned 11 whenever we were shooting.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's lucky.
What? A few of us had birthdays.
That's cool. How long did it take to shoot?
I think it was about 6 months, about 5 to 6 months.
And you're back and forth like every other week kind of deal?
Yeah. A lot of them stayed there. You know, sometimes I'll stay about, I stayed about 15, 16 days a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And flew back and forth between my little time off that I had.
Right.
Come home. But yeah, I was there whenever they actually shaved her head that day.
It was hard for her, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At first? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I remember like, and then the little... she was like so timid about it. You know, she came in. I was like, man, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
And now she looks beautiful.
She does.
Her.
Yeah.
She really does. She can pull off anything.
Yeah. That's incredible. It's a great show. If you haven't seen it, Sarah, definitely watch Stranger Things. In fact, I need you to stop what you're doing right now and go watch Stranger Things. It's that good.
I binge watched it when it first came out. I was like, what's this? And I watched the whole thing like in one day.
It was amazing. Yeah, it's like a show that I was just instantly drawn to.
And then I came in the next day. I said, you got to watch this, Michael. You have to watch it. It's so good.
I was already halfway through with it at that point.
Yeah. He goes, I am watching it.
It's incredible.
What was your favorite thing about the show that drew you into it?
You know what it is? It's the style and the imagery and the music. The Survivor or whatever their names are in Austin. The story was great too.
Yeah.
You could tell me any story, but you have that unique vision and style to it. I'm drawn in. I mean, you could tell me anything at that point.
Yeah, those guys are amazing. The DPs and the camera crew, all of the crew, they worked so hard. They were there before everybody got there, when everybody left. So were the Duffers.
It's like Eric and Sarah. I just come in and do the show. They got to clean up afterwards.
We sleep here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. ChesterRushing.com.
You can go to my Twitter or Instagram. It's at ChesterRushing, everything. And I believe it's ChesterRushing.org. Or .com. Yeah, ChesterRushing.net.
This is when you know you're big
it's
time.
It's ChesterRushing.net.
I would say EDU. Like,
you can follow me on Twitter.
That's when you know
you're
big time, when you don't even know your own website.
Yeah. True. Ooh, that's nice.
He's not even going to remember us.
That feels good.
When season 2 comes out, we'll say, hey, Chester, you want to come back and talk about no, I'm too busy. I'm doing Maury. Or I don't know why you'd be doing Maury.
No, I'll be like knocking on the door next week. I'll be like, hey, you guys got any more of those cookies?
How were those cookies? Were they pretty good?
They were good, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure. All right. Chester Rushing, you can get his album right now on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. It's really good. We heard it yesterday. And hopefully we'll see you back for season 2 of Stranger Things.
Thank you.